This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. We focus in the first part of the program on the news of the week from my perspective. But first, I want to welcome KFOW listeners in Waseca, Minnesota, to the American Family Farmer. They have an AM and FM signal. That's a little inside, but, you know, AM and FM been around. KFOW, AM and FM, Waseca, Minnesota. Good to have you on board every Saturday afternoon from 5 to 6. It's a good deal. And when you're able to focus on that, which is all about our livelihood, our health, our well-being, this program focuses on the relationship farmers have, family farmers, to food, obviously, and to the families, if you will, the locavores that ingest and enjoy the food. So with that in mind, I also want to help you celebrate National Farmers Week. During midweek, it was National Farmers Day. Going back into the profession of farming, which started around 12,000 years ago, the domestication of livestock as hunter-gatherers settled down and started to plant their own food, farmers certainly have become increasingly important, remaining one of the highest contributors to economic growth, consistently feeding people who rely on the farmers for what they do. This was actually first called Old Farmer's Day, now National Farmer Day, National Farmer Week, cultivating the hard work, or celebrating, I think probably a better word, the hard work of farmers. The date of October 12th for Farm Day came about. It lands at the end of the harvesting period. You saw the harvest moon. I thought harvesting was a little early this year, actually. We just now had a frost, and it wasn't really a very big one. Normally, we sometimes here where I am in New England can wait till the end of October, but depending on where you are, high or low in the ground, I had a friend of mine had a farm that was affected by a frost last month, which is unheard of around here. In Loringer, Louisiana, the festival, the Old Farmers Festival, celebrating, showcasing the traditions and methodologies of farming before it became what it is today. Very scientific. I think we enjoy the science. I think somehow some of it's gotten out of control. I noticed one of the items this week that attracted my attention was the same old from Bayer, the owner of Monsanto, who continue to fight to keep weed killer on U.S. farms. And there are those of you, I'm sure there's some people listening, that when I go off on Monsanto and Bayer and how unhealthy they are for the environment and for all of us as human beings, you roll your eyeballs because you've come to associate Bayer and Monsanto with increasing crop loads and therefore more money. Well, there's maybe something to that, but there's more to life than just having more money. Wouldn't you rather grow something, make more money, and make sure that it's healthy for the people that you're serving? I would like to make sure that that's what I do make sure of to the best of my ability on my farm. I always invite you to check out my website if you'd like to. EastleyFarm.com is my farm. In addition to being a broadcaster, yep, I am a farmer. E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. There are stories this week about the environment and how key it is to agriculture. Don't you think at this point in time we get that? Don't you think that farmers know? I certainly feel very strongly about environmental issues and try to take care as it is reasonable and practical on my farm. I think some of the things, and this is one of the reasons I hoped Trump was going to change the EPA. Unfortunately, as with many other things, he has focused, or let Sonny Perdue focus on the wrong things, or whoever it is over the EPA. We needed to have less regulation, needed to have that swamp drained, but unfortunately, the way it was drained didn't help the family, the average family farmer, and so there's still a lot of really stupid rules on the books when it comes to the environmental protection agency, and if Biden gets elected, don't look for a lot of relief there. So many agricultural issues that are being focused on in the election. I thought it was outrageous when you look at the farm supplementary bills that are floating around now. Excuse me, and you've heard me talk and go off perhaps on a rant here and there about the people that are getting the money instead of the family farmers getting it, people living in huge apartments in New York and Miami and elsewhere, getting $250,000 per family member because they were invested in some farm co-op or something. Wouldn't know a hoe from a rake, most of these people. Anyway, that has not helped Trump. And now I see that he's out there trying to, as we get close to the election, trying to buy farmers' votes with more of a focus on where the money goes to. I don't know what impact that's going to have, but at any rate, it is. Now he's trying to funnel the subsidies to farmers before Election Day. Is that going to buy your vote? My money, my tax money, buying your vote? I'm sure they all think it's great, but it certainly is not. The other thing this week, those damn murder hornets. Have you heard about them? Murder hornets from China. Ruthless creatures. They tear through a hive of bees in a matter of hours, decapitating an entire colony. They snack on the bees. The hornets got here on a boat from China, and they've been flagged as a threat to bees since last year when they were first spotted going through the hives in Washington State. Not sure what they're doing to get rid of them. I know the Department of Agriculture is trying to work on this because they are the most invasive predator to come down the pike in a long, long time. If the hornets aren't contained, the species will spread certainly along the West Coast, and God knows what they're going to do to things beside bees. These are very dangerous bugs. They fly at 68 miles an hour. They sometimes travel together, sometimes they travel independently, but nothing to trifle with. The murder hornets on their way. Hopefully somebody's got, there's some leadership being exercised to get rid of these damn things. All right, in a moment we're going to meet Rob Conley, who is the chef and owner of a restaurant in St. Louis that has a great story and a great relationship with local farmers. As we continue here on American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, talking now about how important it is to get a good night's rest. And I suggest for whoever it is in your family that's in charge of this, that you give them Mike Lindell's email, which is mypillow.com. Mike's a big supporter of ag in America, comes from Minnesota. A lot of farmers or former farmers are working for him in his plant. 1,500 people in that plant making products for America, in America. The best sheets around now are his focus. The Giza cotton comes from Egypt, but the sheets are made right here. Ultra soft, breathable cotton, very durable. The Giza sheets come like everything else at MyPillow.com with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So, very important for farmers to get a good night's rest. You know, very important for all of us to get a great night's rest. You'll never want anything else to sleep on once you've tried these Giza Dream sheets. Variety of sizes and colors. Mike Lindell making a special offer for listeners to this program. When you go to MyPillow.com and use the code DJV, you get two for the price of one. That is two sets of sheets for the price of one set of sheets. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout, please. Or you can call it. It's easier for you. I'll give you the number. 800-716-5989 on the phone to order the Giza sheets. 800-716-5989, or if it's easier, go to mypillow.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
This fall, many of us will continue to work from home, and now many students will be learning from home as well. But is your home office or home classroom the best it can be? Well, the folks at LG are experts in this field, and so we asked LG's Adam Belzicki for some tips.
For me, environment is everything. So having a quiet space in the house that's away from distractions. I've worked from home for many years, and I found that consistency is also really important. So if you can, having a dedicated space in the home that's set up with your computer and your monitor, so when it's time to get to work, you're ready to go. And lastly, and I think this is often overlooked, is around ergonomics. I think when this started, people had a tendency to work from anywhere, for example, their kitchen table, but as things went on, it was important to have something comfortable.
And more on making your home office comfortable tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
This is the American Family Farmer, part two in a manner of speaking. We're going to spend some time talking to Rob Connolly, who is the chef and owner of Bull Rush Restaurant in St. Louis. Now, normally, we wouldn't have someone from a restaurant, Rob, on the American Family Farmer, but you focus on hyper-local and foods that are gathered or grown there. And as a result of that, you've had a lot of nominations and acknowledgement as a great restaurateur. Tell me how you came up. Why did you decide to go down this road?
Well, it was really a matter of necessity. My last restaurant was in Silver City, New Mexico, and that's an extremely rural mountain town down near the Mexican border in the corner by Arizona. And I opened that restaurant as a locavore restaurant and found that there were so few farmers that were growing things. And the ones that were oftentimes were growing things out of season. So, for example, tomatoes in the hothouse. And and it led me down this path of foraging and finding farmers who were doing more sustainable farming that were hyper-seasonal. So, you know, I'm throwing out these terms locavore and the hyper-local and hyper-seasonal, but oftentimes those become fads or marketing words.
Yes.
And for me, I just kept digging deeper and deeper through the foraging angle, looking at the indigenous people and how they lived year-round, and historically lived year-round. And so when I moved back to St. Louis, which is where I'm born and raised, I immediately implemented that philosophy, that ethos. And this restaurant here, it's called Bull Rush, and we do contemporary interpretation of historic Ozark cuisine. So we're looking at early 19th century Ozark foods.
What would be an example of that? Give us a quick example of something that is unique in the Ozarks, a cuisine that's unique there.
Well, there's a lot of things that are found through Appalachia and the Midwest and even the Delta region. We look at things like gig suckers, where you spear fish for catfish. There's some old-time preservation techniques that we haven't found anywhere else, like beeswax-coated muslin coating the sauerkraut.
Wow. All right. Not on my menu usually. So this is good. It opens up our eyes and ears and minds to something different. And again, the focus on farmers having a connection with local restaurants. I think that's really we're going to teach you how that's done. If you're not doing it, maybe give you some ideas on how to do it. Rob Connolly here. Website is bullrushstl.com. Rob Connolly with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road.
Moving back into the zone here, Doug Steffen with Rob Conley on the American Family Farmer Show. And again, to underscore why we have a restaurateur here, so that you can make the connection you're asking yourself now as you're listening to this. Okay, who do I have in my area that's running a restaurant that could use my food? And when you get together with them, they may give you suggestions on what to grow, what they can use. I know where I am, Rob, in New England. There's a lot of this going on. The sad thing is we only have 6 months out of the year that we can really do it, even if we are hothousing it. It's just not practical. So in your case, you're in St. Louis, you don't have a 12-month growing cycle. So what do you do when you run out of local produce if you're building your reputation on being a local locavore restaurant?
So this is what's really fun about the project is when we look at historic Ozark cuisine, think about the folks back in the early 19th century. They didn't have fresh produce year-round either. So there's a lot of preserving and curing going on. But what really transitioned me to another level of locavore here in St. Louis is I was visiting a friend who's a farmer. This is 3 years ago when I first came back to town. He was giving me a tour of the farm, and we walked by his compost heap. And I saw all these squash and pumpkins. It was the Sunday after the last farmer's market. And I said, Eric, why are all those pumpkins in there? And he said, well, they had blemishes. They were starting to turn. And I said, look, Eric, this is how the relationship needs to work. Don't grow what I want. Grow what works best in your land. And then all these things that you can't sell at the farmer's market because they're not pretty enough, bring them to me. Give me a fair price. Because as a chef, I'm not serving a whole pumpkin.
People aren't going to look at it. That's become a big business, Rob. There are, or you can go online to a couple of websites that are featuring ugly food. But what the hell does it make what it looks like? It's what it tastes like and the value of the nutrients, right? You've figured that out, obviously.
Well, not only that, but by the time it's gotten to that compost bin, it's actually matured, grown, ripened to a level that the flavor's really there. And so to me, that's the prime produce. and I'm going to cure it or preserve it anyway. And so just sell it to me and let me do my thing. And so I have to do 1 year, 2 year ahead planning with my food to make sure that when I get to February of next year, I already have my ingredients to serve to the customers.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go. There's the idea for those of you who are looking to connect or how this works. This, by the way, because we do connect families, farms, and food, a lot of restaurateurs like you, and that's why we wanted to have you on, are looking for ideas, and they're listening to this program for ideas. So I also understand that you met a local archivist last year and found some records of a seed store that went out of business 150 or more years ago that had 95 varieties. Where can you go today to find 95 varieties of various seeds? Used to be in the old Sears catalog. You could do that, I think. So you've got a seed saving program going on?
We do. We went with some of the big boys like Baker's Creek and Seed Savers Exchange, who are our regional seed stores, and approached them to see what they had in their bank using our list that we had found from 1841 to guide what they selected for us.
Well, there you go. And have you, do you have any land of your own that you can plant? A lot of restaurateurs now are looking for land of their own. They can grow their own to sort of connect some of the local growers. I want to pursue that with you in a matter of moments here. We have Rob Conley, who is with us from St. Louis. He runs the Bull Rush Restaurant. Lots of great ideas as we continue in the next half hour of The American Family Farmer.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. A New York newspaper claims to have uncovered a smoking gun linking former Vice President Joe Biden to a corrupt Ukrainian natural gas producer. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Both Twitter and Facebook have blocked the story on their platforms. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
NASCAR is back at it this Sunday. Joey Logano talks about the Kansas Speedway racetrack.
Well, it's been quite a few years now since it's kind of widened out. I remember, I guess it was 5 years ago. Maybe I always remember this. I remember Jamie McMurray venturing up into the third groove, and that was no man's territory at the time. And he went by me like I was sitting still, and I thought, oh, there's something going on up there. And then we went up there that race, and that same race we won. So I remember that kind of being that moment where Kansas widened out. And now with this rules package we have there, it's insane because you're almost wide open. The leader can be wide open. If you're in a dirty area, you're lifting just a little bit. The runs you get off the top side are just crazy. And it makes restarts insane, kind of like Vegas is. It's a lot like Vegas right now where this rules package just makes it nuts.
The race is Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have taken pictures of a free-floating evaporating gaseous globule located in the constellation Cassiopeia. Evaporating gaseous globules, or EGGs, are compact pockets of dense interstellar gas where stars are being born. When a massive new star starts to shine while within the EGG, its energetic radiation can ionize the cloud's hydrogen and create a large hot bubble of ionized gas. That's according to Hubble astronomers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, to turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Moving back into our info zone on the American Family Farmer. Every week, if you're new to the program, we focus on some of the news that affects farming and agriculture. And then we have somebody like Rob Conley, who's an expert in a particular field that's connected to agriculture in an important way. So we can give you more ideas on how you can sustain things on your farm, keep it going. And then I'll have a comment later on in the hour about something that's important to farmers from my perspective. Now, speaking of what's important, farmers markets. If you have a relationship with farms, I'll bet that there are farmers markets that give you some, you know, you get outreach for people coming from far and wide. You get people, farmers markets in St. Louis that have a variety of foods for a variety of cuisines?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I first came back to town 3 years ago, I would hit the markets up weekly. We have, I don't know, maybe six here in the metro region for St. Louis. At this point, people know what I'm doing. I know the farmers who are growing organically, and so that we already have that relationship. And just, you know, even last night, there's a farm that's transitioned completely to CSA, and she called and said, I'm going to have extra herbs and flowers this week. Do you want them? So, of course, I took them and just met her at her CSA drop-off point, and she loaded me up.
So when you have the local, for the better of the local voice, the local growers, you acknowledge them in your menu, or do you tell people where the food is actually coming from, what farm gives you the squash, and where do you get the carrots, and where do you get the beef, or whatever it is that you're serving?
It really varies. The things on our historic seed list, we absolutely do. But part of the philosophy that I've developed over the years is based on a pretty famous expose from Laura Riley. She was down in Tampa and Orlando. I want to say that was 5 years ago, and she wrote an expose called Farm to Fable. Mm-hmm. And in there she found just the amount of fraud that existed where restaurants would use a farmer's name to market themselves. So the restaurant was making money, but what she found was they weren't buying from the farmers anymore. And so the farmers were not making any money. They were struggling. And so ever since then, I've decided, you know, it doesn't feel right to make money off of someone else's name. That said, some of these farmers are doing really, really cool things on our historic list, and I want to acknowledge them versus, you know, a generic tomato that we could have gotten from 20 different farmers. But we also do seasonal acknowledgement of people we work with, but we just don't put it on the menu anymore.
So let's go back to this. I'm kind of intrigued, so I'm going to circle back to the seed thing and what has been grown. What's an example of something that was produced in 1984 that maybe disappeared and now you're growing? And is there a particular soil? I mean, when you analyze all this stuff, it can be pretty intricate because some stuff will grow better in certain soils. And we all know that our soils in general have been depleted, certainly a lot different than they were in 1841 with all of the things that help plants grow, but they deprive the soil of their nutrients. So have you found some stuff really thriving and others not?
We absolutely haven't. And, you know, that's part of the reason why we're doing this project is we know the fact that some of these things that are not grown anymore are not grown for a reason, right? I mean, there's a watermelon that one of our growers did for us called the ice cream watermelon. Not impossible to find the seeds, but they're certainly not prolific when you look at the seed stores. And they just brought them to me, I think, last week. So how late is that for watermelon harvest? But that's when they were finally ready. And when we got them, they were loaded with seeds. I mean, I've never seen so many seeds in a watermelon before. But it's also the sweetest, most delicious watermelon I've ever had. And so, I mean, that's a good example of yeah, why some of these things fell out of fashion. And so there, I don't know, we've got 95 different seeds on this list, and then Seed Savers in Baker's Creek sent us even more. So things like the Eliza Jane Bird bean, the Grandma Stout Speckled bean, Cowhorn Okra. So you asked about prolific. Cowhorn Okra, that was just, that wasn't even a farmer. That was a backyard grower. She said, I'd love to help. None of my farmers wanted okra. I don't know why. I don't know the workload around that. And she's brought me gallon after gallon after gallon of okra, and she just stopped last week. She said, I think this is the end of it. Versus one of my more experienced growers, Stan Williams. He is a retired engineer who farms in his retirement, and he was growing something really basic. It's called a flat white turnip. He planted earlier in the season. They all went to rot. We took them because we figured out ways to use them still. Yeah. But he put in a new round, and he emailed me just yesterday and said, I'm going to have some for you. These are all turning out great. So, you know, we're learning about these seeds. We're learning what works on each of the farmers' lands. But for me, this has always been about two things. Well, three things. The cool factor. Really, it's that it's the biodiversity and what it's going to do for the area to reintroduce things that we know are grown but are no longer grown. And then as a chef, flavor diversity. I'm able to give customers things that I know they haven't tasted.
Yeah. So what would be an example? Go through your menu for us. I'd like to hear how you create items using the locally grown. We're talking mostly about products. You're doing organic. Are you vegan, or are you serving meat and fish and that sort of thing?
No, we definitely serve meat. I'm not vegan at all. And we do the exact same thing on the protein side. So we buy all of our meats from local farmers. Everything has to be organically raised, pasture raised, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But again, the research is there. So we look at historic heritage, pork breeds, same with chicken. And as we're able, I say that knowing that the health department might be listening, we use hunted foods. Because if we're looking at early 19th century, of course we're looking at venison and wild turkey.
Mm-hmm. All right, wild turkey becoming more plentiful, and probably venison as well, because deer are looking for, you know, their habitat has been changed, encroached on. St. Louis, no different than any other big city. The suburban areas, as they sprawl out, using up land that heretofore had been open or agricultural or whatever. And so where do the deer go? Where do the turkeys go? They come to your backyard. You can shoot them out the back window in some circumstances. Rob Conley, chef and owner of Bull Rush Restaurant in St. Louis, talking, giving us information about how he's using what he has locally to his advantage. A lot of things going on there in that project, and I'm sure a lot of great ideas are flowing into the minds of people who are paying close attention. Doug Steffen here. We continue in a matter of moments. Why choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss? Okay. Reason number one is that it's the only really healthy. It doesn't, you know, there's nothing about it that is anything other than all natural. And that's why I talk about it, because it doesn't have anything in it. There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. It's just collagen protein and three other things that are put together that encourage a lot of things in your body. Not only as you go to sleep and you take these capsules will your body work at losing the weight gradually. It takes time, but also helps you sleep better. It's good for your joints. I mean, when you think at Calitrin's main ingredient is an object that your body doesn't produce anymore. I don't know if you know that or not. But the idea of collagen protein in your body, I think we were talking to somebody from Calitrin the other day, and it seems that at 19, women start producing collagen, and you need it. That's, you know, you start putting on weight in your 20s. This is a wholly produced product in the USA, certified by the FDA and in facilities that are not used for anything else. It's independently tested all the time for quality and purity by independent labs. It's for men, women, people in families, anybody who's looking to lose weight naturally. It's been there for 22, 23 years, so you know they've been around that long. It works. Toploss.com is the website. Please go there. Check out what you can get, what the complimentary things are that are produced by Calitrin. They'll help you do things like lose the belly fat. The discount code on checkout is DJV. No shipping charge using that code, and special bargains, the buy three, get three free bargain continues at toploss.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real. with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call right now. That's 800-430-7570.
Let's spend a final few minutes going through the Ozark cuisine. Coming to you from the Bull Rush Restaurant, Rob Conley's here. Have you thought about expanding? Is there something that in your idea, restaurant business is treacherous, especially given the time that we're living in. I guess maybe that's another anecdotal question. What are you doing because of COVID to keep people coming in the streams that they had always been coming before this whole thing erupted?
Well, we, like every other restaurant and chef, we've pivoted multiple times. And finally, I got to the point where I said, I'm tired of doing plan B. My heart wasn't in it. My staff's heart wasn't in it. And quite frankly, I think the guests could sense that even though the food was just as good, we pivoted finally to, the idea that we're going to do park and dine. So think about a Sonic or the old A&W restaurants where you pull up, park, and then we bring the food to you. But the thing is, we're tasting menu only. And so we're bringing you course after course out to your car. And what that does is it got my three key needs. One is keep myself and my staff and my customers safe. So we've done that. Two, give people the food that we're most passionate about and what we're best at, which is tasty menu food, so smaller portions, bigger flavors, many, many courses. And then the last thing is the storytelling. We're a restaurant rooted in history, and if I can't tell you the stories of why I'm serving that, then it just doesn't translate anymore. And so we send each course out with a QR code that you scan on your phone. And a video pops up, which is me telling the story of that dish.
Wow. So that's high tech.
So that's how you've done it.
Yeah. Now, you are helping a lot of local black farmers with your program. Why that idea, and how effective has it proven to be?
Well, yeah, I go down a lot of roads that were not planned on. And in this case, the project that we're doing here, I call it a project. It's a restaurant. But the project is looking at the origin story of Ozark food. I'm not looking at grandma's Ozark food. I'm looking at that point in time when the Osage people, who were the first people in the area, first interacted with the European settlers, and those European settlers oftentimes would bring the enslaved with them. So those three distinct cultures came together at one particular point in time, which is the very late 18th century, early 19th century. And so when we look at those, they each have contributions to the food systems. And so through that, we've been tracing the enslaved to modern times, the descendants, and finding growers in the area that can help connect that story for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly there's a rich heritage there of all of that in the Ozarks, to be sure. I'm also impressed that you have zero waste in your kitchen. All of the scraps you use for sauces and drinks and stuff, you have a composting facility. I'm starting that on my farm, using food waste. I've always had a composting, but now I'm using food waste. I think that's a very important thing. Farmers ought to consider doing that as well. Well, this is sure a great story. Bull Rush STL for St. Louis, BULRUSHSTL.com. Ideas galore. A great story, Rob. Thank you for sharing your time with us here. Rob Conley, on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Al Peterson is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and I think he just said to me, okay, we're ready for the weekly rant. Well, I'd like to think it was more of a commentary than a rant. I am looking back again at some of the news headlines that have affected all of us who are farmers this week, and it goes state by state. When I look at the news, I look all around the country. I notice in Minnesota, for example, there's a big debate on swine slaughter there and what's going on, how many swine. You remember that the whole poultry market is controlled in this country pretty much uniformly and across the board by the Chinese. They set the standard. They own the biggest packing company. So here we go again with the Chinese messing around with how we run our country. With regard to what I said about the stimulus plan and where the money's going, you may or may not know that Mitch McConnell, sort of an old fossil in my mind, is promising a vote on the plan before Election Day so that Trump can use that to help get votes. That's my own read on it. I think it's pretty damned outrageous to use our tax money to buy a vote for guys like that. And it happens across the board. They're always spending money that isn't theirs to tell you what wonderful things they're doing for you. The Canadians are having trouble with some of the things that are coming from our country. And this goes back to the whole idea of what we're putting on our things that are being grown or in the soil where things are being grown. We really have got to come to grips with what I said earlier in the program about growing and knowing that some of you love Bayer and Monsanto because it gets you to get more to the bottom line, but at what cost? And in terms of international trade, a lot of certainly European countries and Canada are getting wise to the impact or the effects of things that are sprayed on, mostly Monsanto chemicals. And so they're saying no. And the latest casualty here is romaine lettuce. The Canadians say, nope, we don't want your romaine lettuce because you spray it with too much stuff. And our citizens don't want to eat that sort of thing. COVID has become an issue also in terms of news. 16% jump in the past week in rural communities around our country. And I wonder what we're doing about that. Are you wearing a mask? I was at an auction last Saturday, and the farmers who were there, about half of them were wearing a mask and half of them weren't. What I got a kick out of was some of the T-shirts being worn by a farmer, by farmers. This farmer, I was watching him, I say this laughingly and lovingly, had a terrible toupee. But he had on a T-shirt, said, "I like Trump. If you have a problem with that, I'm okay with that. You probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that. I still like Trump." So, well, listen, it's the political season, to be sure. One of the things also, I don't spend a lot of time on, people every once in a while send me, "Well, you used to spend too much time talking about produce. You didn't talk about dairy enough." And now the question has come up, where is the discussion about the American egg business? And you're right, I don't spend much time talking about poultry or eggs in particular. I think in nosing around a little bit after somebody sent me this note, I did some research this week on all of the claims, the confusing, the misleading claims on poultry products. And there's a term that applies in the industry called greenwashing. A lot of consumers are perplexed because they don't really know, are pastured egg brands, is that organic or not? Can you have organic from a hen house instead of, and I think all of those things are really good reasons to try to understand what you're buying. I know a lot of farmers who have raised laying hens produce eggs to the specifications of supermarket chains so they can sell more. There are probably three or four companies around the country. It's like everything else. They're trying to buy up all of the supplies, and it's not so much with organic. So I guess my suggestion here, if you're marketing, if you're growing your own hens and you're either using a hen house for the egg drops or whether you're putting them out in the pasture and it's pasture-dropped eggs, you should tell people, and maybe you can get more money. Certainly the pasture-dropped eggs are worth a lot more than the stuff that comes from the big farms that have 30, 40,000 layers. I think that's something. So that adds to the confusion. Just keep your eyes and ears open, and be sure what you're promoting is credit for you. I think that's what you've got to make sure what you're telling people is the truth, because it'll come back to haunt you if you don't. That's my thought, at least for this week, on egg production and egg confusion. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.